Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Relief workers saying the largest remaining Syrian hospital in the rebel-held eastern half of the city of Aleppo has been bombed for the second time in recent days. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says about 30 doctors remain there to treat 300,000 residents who were trapped in Aleppo. Meantime, in London, several hundred protesters took to the streets to show their opposition to the Russian and Syrian airstrikes on Aleppo. Asa Hum is one of the organizers of the protest.
As we are Syrian, we can't bear anymore to see children, they are killed in front of us and keep silence. United Nations is useless. They are killer, they are murderer, they are liar. All the world are liar. They don't do anything at all. Just they pretend they are helping us, but they are rubbish. All the president of the world, they are rubbish.
World Health Organization humanitarian spokesman Rick Brennan says Aleppo health officials have recorded 338 bombing deaths in the last couple of weeks. The TED said the toll does include 106 children. Hungarians going to the polls today in what has been called a controversial referendum on European Union-mandated migrant quotas. Analysts are saying if the measure passes with a no vote, it could encourage European political parties to favor hardening policies against refugees. India News reports say Tehran has built a new aerial attack drone similar to a U.S. military aerial vehicle captured 5 years ago, also and entering the Iranian airspace from Afghanistan. There has been no official U.S. comment. This is VOA News.